Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Shoftim, the Torah discusses what happens when Chas V'Shalom B'nai Yisrael needs to go to war. One of the things the Torah tells us is, in the very beginning of Perek Chaf, when war approaches, the unique Kohen appointed for war, the Kohen Mashuach Milchama, the Kohen anointed and appointed for wartime, approaches the soldiers and says, Perek Chaf Pasagimel, Shema Yisrael, listen B'nai Yisrael, you are approaching war, do not be afraid. Hashem is with you. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchak, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Sota, Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, and says, these introductory words of the Kohen, Shema Yisrael, remind us, of course, of Kriya Shema that we say every day. The Gemara says, the Kohen's encouragement is this. Even if you have no merits other than saying Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, even if that is the only merit you have, you are worthy to be saved. It's an incredibly special and supportive thing for the Kohen to say anytime, and especially before a war. I would imagine that before heading into battle, many soldiers are naturally afraid, and perhaps they don't feel worthy to be saved in wartime. Who are they to be saved? But the Kohen says, do not worry, even if all you have is that you say Kriya Shema, that's enough. You're worthy to be saved. It's really beautiful and so supportive. What is special about Kriya Shema specifically that merits such a specially powerfully supportive idea? Why not anything else? The Shem Mishmuel, Rev Shmuel Borenstein, who died in 1926, the second Sochachava Rebbe, discusses this question in the Shem Mishmuel on Parshas Shoftim in the year Taf Reish Ayin in 5670, 1910. The Shem Yishmuel says, Kriya Shema is, as we know, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's a Jew's acceptance of the yoke of heaven. It's our declaration of our complete belief in Hashem and our commitment to follow Him in every way. However, the Shem Yishmuel says that Shema Yisrael is even more than that. We accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven every single morning and every single night. And even though we know that yesterday, when we did that, we still made mistakes. We still woke up this morning and said Kriya Shema again. And that happened yesterday, and that happened the day before that as well. Unfortunately for most of us, no day is perfect. At one point or another, we forget, on purpose or by accident, that yoke of heaven that we accepted with such kavana earlier that day. No one is perfect, and everyone makes mistakes, and the ability of a Jew to wake up the next morning, accept responsibility for what we've done wrong, to start all over again, and to honestly and sincerely try again and say Shema again, that is an unbelievable power that a Jew has. And that, says the Shem Yishmuel, is the meaning of the Gemara that Rashi quotes. Even if all you have is that you say Kriya Shema, that is, you're prepared to start over, you're prepared to keep trying, you're prepared to accept the yoke of heaven today and know that Hashem loves you and wants you to try and to try and to try. But He also understands that you're not perfect. And you understand that too. You know you're not perfect. And while that's not an excuse, chas v'shalom, for sinning, it is a recognition that sometimes we do fail. And that sinning, that missing the mark, that imperfection won't stop you from trying again and again. That is Kriya Shema, and that is enough. You are worthy to be saved. The Shem Yishmuel says that's what happens for many of us in Elul and in the lead up to Rosh Hashanah. Very often as Rosh Hashanah approaches, we feel very inspired and very determined to make this year better than the year before. We commit and we promise to ourselves and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we won't do this or that this coming year. And then while doing that, while feeling so inspired and feeling so committed, we often stop and we think and we realize we've been here before. We've said that before. Last year we said this same thing, we made the same promise, and then we get dejected, we get crestfallen, here we go again. But the Shem Yishmuel says, no, that is Kriya Shema. If we are sincere, if we're honest about how we want to change, we have the ability to start all over again. It may be that while we need new strategies this year to beat our Yetzer Hara, different strategies that will help us more this coming year than this past year, that is perhaps true, but the fact that we are starting starting over despite being unsuccessful last year, that is an incredible thing, an incredible power that a Jew has. And rather than being dejected, we should draw strength from the supportive words of the Kohen before a war, before we wage our own war against the Yetzer Hara. If all you have is Kriyat Shema, if all you have is that power and that willingness to start over, you are, and we are, God willing, worthy of being saved, Emir Tz Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone!